Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Madison Lane, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to kickstart your day. You know, life can be a real roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're wiping away tears over spilled coffee. We all go through those ups and downs, and it's in those tough moments that practicing self-compassion becomes absolutely crucial. Think about it. When was the last time you really messed up? Maybe you said something you regretted, missed a deadline, or just had one of those days where everything felt like it went wrong. What did your inner voice say? Was it supportive and understanding, or was it harsh and critical? The truth is, we often treat ourselves way harsher than we would ever treat a good friend going through the same thing. That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you'd offer to someone you love. But let me tell you, it's not just about feeling sorry for yourself. Self-compassion is a powerful tool that can help us navigate life's challenges with more grace and resilience. It's about recognizing that we are all human, that we make mistakes, and that it's okay to struggle sometimes. It's about acknowledging our pain and suffering without judgment, and offering ourselves support and comfort during difficult times. So how do you actually practice self-compassion? Here are five key things to keep in mind. 1. Start by noticing your inner critic. We all have that voice in our heads that tends to be a bit harsh, pointing out flaws and highlighting mistakes. The first step is becoming aware of it. Pay attention to the negative thoughts you're having and try to identify the patterns. Are they always about your appearance? Your performance at work? Relationships? Once you know what triggers those critical thoughts, you can start to challenge them. 2. Treat yourself like a good friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and let them know they're not alone, right? Now, extend the same kindness to yourself. When those negative thoughts creep in, counter them with positive affirmations and reminders of your own worth. 3. Practice mindfulness. Self-compassion isn't just about what you say to yourself. It's also about how you feel in your body. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, try taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your sensations. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the warmth of your breath, and the feeling of your feet on the ground. This can help you to reconnect with yourself and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. 4. Remember that everyone makes mistakes. Perfection is an illusion, and striving for it only sets us up for disappointment. We are all human, and we're going to make mistakes along the way. Instead of beating yourself up over them, learn from them, forgive yourself, and move on. 5. Be kind to your needs. This one is super important. We often neglect our own needs in an effort to please everyone else or meet unrealistic expectations. But remember, you deserve to be taken care of, too. Make time for activities that bring you joy, prioritize self-care practices like exercise and healthy eating, and don't be afraid to say no when you need to. Think about a time when you felt really down on yourself, maybe after a major setback or a string of small disappointments. What would you have told your younger self in that moment? What kind of support would you have craved? Often, the answers will reveal the exact kind of self-compassion you need right now. It's like having a built-in support system that understands your struggles and offers a gentle hand to guide you through. Remember, practicing self-compassion isn't selfish, it's essential for our well-being and happiness. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a renewed sense of purpose. So, my friends, go out there and treat yourselves with the kindness and understanding you deserve. You got this. Take that first step today. Start by recognizing those negative thoughts and replacing them with positive affirmations. Don't forget to share your experiences in the comments below. I'm always here for you, ready to cheer you on and provide a space for us to support each other on our journey towards self-compassion. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.